This is WUWM. A major change in behavioral health care in the Milwaukee region continued today as there was a grand opening ceremony at Granite Hills Hospital in West Allis. Milwaukee County is turning over more of its inpatient treatment of people with acute mental health conditions to the hospital, which is owned by the large Pennsylvania-based company Universal Health Services. Granite Hills CEO Jennifer Bergerson told WUWM's Chuck Wormbach that the new site offers more ways to help people.
The state-of-the-art facility is built with amenities to support excellent patient care and to ensure safety and quality. For example, when you come into the facility, you'll notice in the inpatient or patient units that we have an incredible line of sight in order to observe patients. We have an indoor and outdoor courtyard areas for people to heal and get exercise. We have an incredible amount of staff that we're going to have together in order to complement all the therapeutic needs of our patients.
Why West Allis versus another site in Wauwatosa or somewhere closer to downtown Milwaukee?
We believe that we're in a situation where we're on a bus line and we're available where people can access our services. So we believe that this is more accessible than perhaps in the Wauwatosa area where the facility had been prior.
The former facility was county run strictly. What you have here is more of a collaboration. Can you talk about that?
Universal Health Services is a very well-organized, established organization that is in a lot of different areas throughout the country. Healthcare is about, making sure that patients are safe and well and learning from, in the event that there is an incident or a concern, how is it that we can learn from that event in order to prevent that, and in a future interaction with someone. And having that information and having that knowledge base and shared resources is something that I think was a really attractive component of Milwaukee County wanting to get involved in a partnership with Universal Health Services.
So you won't be at full capacity right away, but eventually, what sort of staff to patient ratios or other yardsticks will you be using to make sure there's high quality care?
I think one of the important things to remember is that we have to assess individuals. And when people come to our setting, we have to identify what's the best environment that's going to support their care and healing. So a staff pattern or complement most likely will change depending on what the need that the patient presents to us.
Will there be employees that come over from the county besides yourself?
I've had individuals who have come from the county who are currently hired here already. I have others that are interested in coming over. I'm working really hard with the administrator over at Milwaukee County for those that are interested, that there would be a good transition plan.
Looking down the road, let's say 5 years, what sort of benchmark will you be using then to see, well, this site has made a difference in mental health treatment and care in Milwaukee County?
We have a lot of different metrics that we'll be examining, including satisfaction, including review of incidents, including review of outcomes of treatment to identify whether we're making a difference. And we're going to hold ourselves accountable to providing a good experience for the patients who are coming here. We've all committed to a level of service excellence. I want this to be a place where individuals felt heard, listened to, and that they've been taken care of.
Jennifer Bergerson is CEO of Granite Hills Hospital in West Allis. She spoke with WUWM's Chuck Wormbach.